Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, June 25th. It's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book and we are on page 164, the third paragraph, Abandon Yourself to God, and we're reading through the conclusion. Today. So today's readers are the 12 Steps, Kathy S., the 12 Traditions, Andrea S., readers of the text are Robin P., Dion R., and Roz G. The share ID for Wednesday, June 24th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 14,864. That's 14864. And for Thursday, June 25th, that's this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 14,870. That's 14870. Newcomer greeter is Christina K., and our announcements coordinator is Leslie M. Overeaters Anonymous, the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Kathy S. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mo. This is Kathy S. from Compulsive Overeater from Georgia. The 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Well, thank you, Kathy S., and I will now ask Andrea S. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning.
Good morning, fellows. Thanks, Mo. It's Andrea S. in New Jersey, reading the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Andrea. God help me. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And that is the star 1 button.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. Thanks so much, Mo. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Well, this is my favorite. These two paragraphs are my favorite in the Big Book. And I'm so grateful. It feels like a birthday present that I get to share on it today. these are the steps we took. And so abandoning myself to God as to the care of God, the first three steps, I can't, He cannot let Him. The care of God. So I grew up in so much child abuse. It looked like if there was a God and there was a Satan, it looked like Satan always won in my house. And so I had to relearn, I had to reprogram, be willing to relearn and reprogram myself. And when I first saw God in the rooms, I literally walked out and thought, oh my gosh, these people have substituted one crutch for another. And, you know, this was my bridge to God. I just know that God did this. And I'm actually a Christian, you know, now. It's been a walk. You know, I've had some miraculous with a voice. I asked and God answered, you know, very profound. I had the profound variety. And I got to learn to continually, every day, abandon myself to God as I understand God. And it changes the understanding if I just keep growing spiritually. And abandoning myself to God these days, wow, it's a whole new level for me. And it's not because of the virus. It's because of some other things that are going on behind the scenes regarding some 5G stuff that I've learned. And so, you know, I just have to keep abandoning myself and admitting my faults to Him and to my fellows. That's 4 and 5. And then clearing away the wreckage of my past. That's actually 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then clear away the wreckage of your past. That's 8 and 9. And then giving freely of what I find and join us. I get to live in 10, 11, and 12. When I'm selfish, self-seeking, dishonest, resentful, or fearful, I get to surrender it, ask for help, give it to God, go help someone else, and get out of myself. You know, what was so freely given to me is what I get to freely give. And we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. I always think of the fellowship. You know, I was drowning in the water by myself. And then now God put me in this fellowship where I'm in this boat, and we're in this spiritual boat. And it's such a blessing. And I'll surely meet some of you as I trudge the road of happy destiny. It doesn't say skip the road, by the way. It says trudge the road of happy destiny. And sometimes it's just like one step at a time, dear Lord, help me, you know. And may God bless you and keep you until then. I get to be kept in God's loving care. That's the difference between my childhood father and God the Father that I understand today. My understanding. And sometimes it's my misunderstanding, but it's the best process I can do. And one other thing is that the 11th step helps me so much with this too. Praying only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. That keeps it so simple for me. You know, one last thing, I just found something in my big book where I wrote when I first came into the program, into these rooms here. I'm willing to go to any length for freedom from compulsive eating. God bless everybody with a very abstinent blessed day. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Robin P., for getting us started. And I will now remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 164, the third paragraph down. Abandon yourself to God, reading through to the conclusion. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So here we go. Let's get a lineup.
Zach G.
Heather W.
I got
Rod
Zach.
G.
After Zach, who was it?
Heather W.
Rod G.
Heather. I got you, Heather. Who was next? I got Zach and Heather. Anybody else?
Did you get Roz?
Roz, no, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Roz. Sorry.
That's okay. Thank
Roz
you.
Roz D, so I got Hack. Zach, Heather, Roz. Sorry, Zach.
Courtney M.
Courtney.
Courtney M, like Mary.
M. I got you, Courtney. Anybody else? Can take two more. All right, we'll start with that lineup. We got Zach K, Heather W, Roz G, and Courtney M. All right, Zach, you may get us started.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Zach. I'm a compulsive eater in Northern California. I really struggled with the fact that I really struggled with conceptualizing the fact that God could help me with my compulsive overeating. I never thought that I would be able to recover from such a scary disease. God has helped me with other aspects of my life, and I completely am convinced about that, right? But I still held on to some reservations when it came to my compulsive eating. It was my last comfort. But as this paragraph states, you know, I have to abandon myself to God as I understand God. And for me, God is ever evolving. And, you know, right now my higher power is, the message that I'm getting from my higher power is that everything is going to be okay no matter what. Even during, you know, uncertain times and, you know, times where it leads me to compulsively overeat. Ever since I've started coming to this meeting, maybe about a month ago, I don't know what has come over me, but I have the overwhelming sense that I don't have to take the first compulsive bite, and it's been a crazy journey for me, where I've been put in situations that's been where my higher power has been testing me, and I've prayed, I've come to rely upon my higher power to pray, and it's been amazing to see the results. You know, I don't know what the scale looks like right now, but I know that my body feels better. I know that my spirit feels better, and I'm really grateful that I have found this meeting and I get to listen to a solution that has that's so focused on our primary purpose. So I'm really grateful for a Vision podcast or for a Vision meeting today. I'm really grateful for, you know, an abstinent day yesterday, and hopefully I'll have an abstinent day today. And with that, I will pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zach, for getting us started. Heather W., followed by Roz G. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. This is Heather W., recovered compulsive eater here in Baltimore. Super grateful to be on the line this morning. And, yeah, just what a powerful paragraph. You know, we read this at the end of every meeting, but it's nice to really be able to study it and just see it on its own. And, you know, as I'm reading it, it's just beautiful because I think it takes us through the whole process of these 12 steps in just this paragraph, you know, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. That's the first three steps to me, you know. It turned my life over to turn my will and my life over to God as I understand God. You know, I have a strong faith. I'm Christian. That's me. You choose your own God. You know, I have sponsees with all different conceptions. My sponsor had her own conception. You know, that's fine. Whatever God is to you. And then admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Yeah, that really reminds me of steps 4 through 7, right? Making that inventory, admitting my faults, you know, giving my character defects over to God, and then clear away the wreckage of my past. And wow, won't compulsive eating and just the horrors of addiction just taught so much wreckage? You know, my past was almost like a junkyard if I get an image of it. But, you know, through these steps, through 8 and 9, I was able to clear that out. You know, I was able, like it says, keep my side of the street clean, clear that out. And then when it says give freely of what you find and join us, because what we find is amazing. And I know step 12, you know, tells me it's not optional. Working with others is not optional. I always have to tell my sponsors that, you know, we have to. Intensive work with others is what will keep us in this fit spiritual condition to stay recovered. And then when it says, you know, we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and surely you will meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. And I love, as it was already shared, you know, it says trudge. It doesn't say it'll be like a run or a skip. You know, we are trudging the road. And I like that it says road of happy destiny. You know, it's not about arriving at the destiny. It's about this road, this journey. And that to me is so beautiful because it means I can always be growing. I can always be learning more. I can always be making progress. I mean, I know for me, in the 10-step promises, it reminds us, you know, we'll have this neutrality with food. We'll have this freedom if we stay in fit spiritual condition. That's the road of happy destiny for me, you know, living in 10, 11, and 12, so I can stay in that fit spiritual condition. And then it ends and says, may God bless you and keep you. And that's important for me to remember, you know, God, it's no human power, not your sponsor will keep you and bless you, you know, not your spouse, no one, God. And that's really the whole point of this program, right, to get on that road of happy destiny. So, yeah, thank you all for letting me share, and have a great day.
Well, thank you, Heather W. And next is Roz G., followed by Courtney M. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and my abstinence date is July the 10th of 2019. And I was at the Founders Day event online last week, and we were given a tour of Dr. Bob's home, and we were given a virtual tour of Stepping Stones. And the lady who gave the tour said that Bill was raised by his grandparents, which I've heard before, that his parents divorced and he was raised by his grandparents, and he felt abandoned. He had an abandonment issue. And over the years, throughout 12-step meetings, I've heard that so many times. I have abandonment issues. And so sometimes the word abandon can have a negative connotation. Because I felt abandoned by my father, I felt abandoned by my former husband, rest his soul. And sometimes the word abandon, you know, doesn't sit well with me. But here it says, abandon yourself to God. So I looked up the word abandon. I've done it over the years. And today I look at it and it says, give up completely a course of action, a practice, or a way of thinking. And so what can I abandon myself from and to God? Well, chocolate chip cookies, I can abandon myself to those. And ice cream, anything chocolate, anything Frito-Lay, I've abandoned myself to that. And then with the emotions, of the emotions of jealousy, envy, and pride. In my morning practice, I breathe those out. So that, because I lived on those feelings, on those way of thinking really quickly, for so many years of my life since my childhood, it's taking time for me to practice abandoning myself from jealousy, envy, pride, and junk food. And so, well, who do I abandon myself to? God. And as I understand God, and in step two, my understanding of God is kind, loving, caring, compassionate, is open to me, is curious about me, and has a sense of humor. And recently I've been upset with a few things that are outside issues, and I realized during my morning meditation today that I need to abandon my way of thinking to those things, because they're not going to change. Only I can change. So instead of getting myself all dug deep into some issues in this that's happening that I can do absolutely nothing about, I certainly can abandon myself to God and remember that my primary purpose is to be of service to God and to the fellows about me. So, all right, and I'll wrap up by saying thank God. Yes, thank you for the sponsees that I have to work with and outreach calls to get my mind off those things. So with that, I pass, and thank you for letting me share.
And thank you very much, Roz G. Before we take Courtney M., I'm going to remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 164, the third paragraph down. Starts with abandon yourself to God, as we just heard, and it runs through, we're going through the entire rest of that page. And I'll take names after Courtney M. of those who'd like to share. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much for your service. This is Courtney M., recovered compulsive overeater in Southwest Florida. I'm really... really, really honored and grateful that I have the opportunity to share on this paragraph, because it is such a beautiful paragraph, such a beautiful sentiment. And I really don't know what I have to add to it, but for some reason my higher power decided that I could be heard this morning. So here I am. I am so grateful that I have the opportunity every day to hear my higher power's guidance. And I know that, and I call my higher power God most of the time. I know that it has been in working this program and working through the steps and taking it seriously that I have had the opportunity to connect is that immense power that I never felt before. I felt so useless in my disease. I felt so impotent in my disease. And that was for decades. And it started from a very, very, very young age that I felt that powerlessness. I would stomp my feet. And I would throw emotional fits to get my way, and I'd steamroller, but I didn't really have power. And abandoning myself to God as I understand God has been a process, and it is still a process every day. It is not something that is natural for me yet. I'm still working on it, but it does get easier for me as long as I stay close to this concept here. And I'm so grateful that I have this meeting to listen to every single day, because it reminds me to stay in that close contact, not just with God, but with my fellows. I am useful. I do have something. that is worthy in me that I can share with others. And that is my experience, strength, and hope. That this disease does not have to take you down if you work your program and you stay close to your high power. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Courtney M. And so if you haven't shared in the last, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I will now take names of those who'd like to share on round two.
Evan U.
Evan U. Gotcha, Evan.
David W.
I heard a David. David who?
W.
W. Gotcha, David. Who was after David?
Dusty N.
Betsy N.
It's Dusty, like the wind.
Oh, like the wind.
Yes.
Anita B.
Anita B.
Leslie M.
Leslie M. Anybody? One more I can take.
Reggie O.
Reggie. Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning.
All right. So we have Evan U, David W, I think it's Bessie, I'm not sure, N, she said like the wind, Anita B, Leslie M, and Reggie O. So we'll get started with Evan U. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, everyone. So grateful to be a part of this meeting. I'm a recovering under-earner, not yet recovered. I'm on step one. Yeah, the things that really stood out to me, abandon yourself to God, abandon, such a strong word. And I'm in step one, and what that means to me is abandon everything I want. You know, I'm having a lot of deep, effective spiritual experience these days walking with God. And I realize that when I'm in my higher self, when I am with God, I want for nothing. And that the wants come from the self, the small s self. And so what abandon yourself to God means, I need to give up everything that I think I want. My designs for my life, the goals, financial, marital, all of them. I need to surrender those. And then abandon myself. Self's not just what self wants. It's also just me. I need to abandon the whole Evan project to God. And I've been in program 23 years, and I'm in lots of 12-step programs, and I have a strong connection to my higher power. And yet still, you know, I was in OA meetings, and I felt like I was starving to death spiritually. So I'm so grateful to come here and hear a message that resonates, that pulsates with such beauty and light. And even hearing that and hearing how gracious everyone is and how everybody goes out to be of service and help another, that self part of me doesn't want to help anybody. I want to grab my recovery and go, you know, and that's really what I'm healing from. I'm healing from that selfish desire, and that's what keeps food interesting. You know, I've had long periods of abstinence where food was not a factor, and somehow there's a part of me that's missing in my relationship to God, clearly. Not sure what else to say to that, about that, other than I'm grateful to be here. And someone was great to reach out to me last week. I think it was Earl B, and I couldn't find his number. So Earl, if you're out there, give me a call back, and I would love to talk to anybody else out there. I guess the last thing I'll say is I have a sponsor who's not doing it this way. And for today, I'm staying with her, but I really want to be part of this fellowship, and I really want to move in this direction. I really believe in the big book. So thank you all so much for listening, and God bless. Have a great day.
Well, thank you very much, Evan U. David W., followed by, you're going to help to help me with your name, but I think it's Bessie N. David W.
Yes, David W., compulsive overeater. Good morning. This is a passage that is one of the most moving ones to me in the big book, and it really comes from how how I was raised to be this guy who I have to do it. You know, I'm the one in charge and all that. And the first time I heard abandon yourself, it felt good. It felt like, really? I've always been told that I got to make things happen and I'm weak if I don't. And it was the first time that I had that sort of light instilled in me that let me understand that there was help. And this idea of not doing it alone, I that was completely new. And it was such a tip of the iceberg, because this idea of I can, that this self that I carry around that's so heavy, spiritually, physically, it's something that I can take off that burden and hand it over to someone who's qualified to do the heavy lifting. And the abandonment that touches me at a different level is that what I have and who I am, and people said it much better than me already today, I get to just be of service to my higher power, and then have that reflected in my daily activities and daily presence on earth. So it's a beautiful place of hope for me, and I'm so grateful. This is a wonderful meeting. I cherish it, and with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you, David W. Is it Bessie N?
Thank you so much. It's Gusty,
Gusty.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, it's a hard name, and I am just so glad to be here this morning, recovered by the grace of God one day at a time in West Virginia. And I want to claim my seat today with gratitude that yesterday was my 7th anniversary of landing in the rooms of recovery. It was a different program, but they used the Big Book too. And because of that fellowship, which actually took its name, Happy Destiny was the name of that group, and they took their name from this paragraph. And because of that group, I really wanted an OA Big Book study group, and was so grateful to find Vision to work the OA program with, and have found this experience of people giving freely what they find. What a gift that has been, these past 7 years of people giving freely what you find. And I just want to say to anyone who's in that very first month or so of recovery that I could never have imagined 7 years ago how this road of happy destiny would have twists and turns in all kinds of different directions, but would lead me to a place where my life is just 1,000% better than it was back then. I think somewhere in the book it says that, well, every bad day that we have in recovery is better than any best day we had before it, and I can certainly attest to that. And I want to thank my higher power, who I have been a person of faith most of my life, but my whole conception of higher power, like others have said, has had to change and continues to evolve as I seek that constant contact with the God of my understanding. So I just want to give a shout out to those who have walked with me through these 7 years, and pledge to join others as you are on your road of happy destiny, and give thanks for this group that keeps me on the straight and narrow every morning. With that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Gusty M. N. Anita B., followed by Leslie M. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. This is Anita B. from New Jersey, recovered one day at a time here. And what a way to end the first part of this book, the steps of this book. And, you know, when I look back, this isn't the only time this is said. You know, this book repeats the most important parts trust God, clean house, help others. It's just constantly being reiterated in this book. So we know it's of paramount importance, right? Abandon myself to God. Because if I'm not abandoning myself to God, I'm pretty much abandoning myself to me. You know, I read this morning where, you know, it all starts in my mind. And I get that because if I'm in my mind, that's what happens. And then I can rationalize anything. But if I stop and abandon myself to God, then I need to, then I will see it differently. You know, and every day I have to do that. Every day I had to this morning admit my faults to him and to another fellow so that I can see clearer about what my mind is doing. You know, and then clear away the wreckage of the past. Don't regret it, because the past is what teaches me lessons. So as long as I'm learning from those lessons and working this program to learn those lessons, that is how I change, which is what all this does for me. It changes me. Give freely of what you find. You know, I used to think that, oh, you know, what a burden. But when you think about it, if you could just reach out to two people a day, Anita, how long is that really going to take? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour? That's not much within a day of recovery. You know, it's not much in that road to the happy destiny. You know, and it always ends with God blessing us and keeping us until then. So meetings and studying the big book always brings me hope. So what a great way to start my Thursday with hope and sharing it with you guys. And thanks for your shares. So with that, I'll pass. Have a great day.
And thanks, Anita B. Leslie M., followed by Reggie O. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Yeah, this paragraph, you know, we read it every day, but, you know, I am grateful that we can study it. It says, give freely of what you find and join us. Before this, I wanted to hold on to everything. I thought that if I held, the tighter I held on to it, the more it would stay with me. But in this, you know, there are so many things in program, in this 12-step program that are so counterintuitive for me. You know, the more I give away, the better, you know, I have to give it away in order to keep it. And I see that so true in working with other people and reading through the book. I get new awarenesses and new thoughts all the time, or new reminders. You know, I remember something different that I had before. You know, it connects with me in a different way. And, you know, it says, we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And that's really where it needs to be. I was speaking with a newcomer yesterday, and she wanted my food plan. And I said, you know, it's really not about the food plan. It's about finding a power greater than yourself. And I'm grateful. A year ago, for my food plan, I would have given it to him. But it's not about that for me anymore, and I'm grateful, although I do need to be entirely abstinent to work the steps, and I need to follow my food plan. But that's the other thing that I found, that it's so personal. As our own conception of a higher power is personal, our recovery is totally personal, and how we need to work it. You know, we just need to each work it to the best of our ability. And with that, you know, whatever your best of your ability is, we don't have to compare each other. We can just do it to the best of my ability, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And the final sentence, may God bless you and keep you until then. And I have been blessed, and, you know, feel, you know, that God has got me. And I know that in every day of my life now. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie M. Okay, we'll take Reggie O, but after Reggie O, we may have time for about 2 to 3 more shares, so be prepared. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service and everybody that's on the line this morning. Glad to be here with you. My name is Reggie O, and I'm gratefully recovered in the Los Angeles area. And boy, what a paragraph to end the first 164 pages. That word abandon, I remember when I went through the steps one time, and I was at step 3, and I happened to read the line before the step 3 prayer, and it said, it reads, before taking this step, we make sure we could utterly abandon ourselves to God. And I thought, oh my good grief. And I was all ready to say the prayer and take the step. Excuse me, I'm also losing my voice. And I didn't know if I could. I really didn't know if I could abandon myself utterly to God. And I thought, well, if I can't, if I don't know that, then I don't know if I can take this step, make a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And to, you know, and so I sat with it for a couple of days. I went out in nature and I thought about it and I did this and that. And then, you know, something, I took the step and I'm come, you know, and every time through this book, every time through this paragraph, every time through every line, it's what Living Document is all about. There's always more that's to be read, and there's certainly always more that's been read that can be read for me. And so I can say that I'm willing to utterly abandon myself to God today, because that's a decision that I'm making. And I didn't get that to begin with, you know, and we're taught it. I was taught, that's what I learned at that point, that when I make a decision, my decision is made evident by my actions. And so I can make a decision, because to tell you the truth, I want that more than anything, to utterly abandon myself to God as I understand God. And so I get to make that decision every day by the actions that I take. And I'm glad to be reminded of it, because I have a good forgetter too, you know. But this morning, I tell you, with all the wonderful shares and they're just wrapping this up in such a beautiful way, I am reminded that of that again, you know. And so I've abandoned myself to God as I understand God. That tells me I've taken the first three steps. I admit my fault to God and to my fellows, you know, and there's the 4 and 5, and clearing away the wreckage of my past all the way up through 9. And now it's living that, you know, it's like giving freely of what you find and join us. And that very simple phrase, you know, trust God, clean house, and help others is so simple. And I have thought for a long time in my life that I didn't have enough, you know, I had to get because I didn't have enough to really give out. And, you know, but it's amazing that the more, you know, I've learned that the more I give, the more I get, and the more I give, the happier I am. And so it's just, I'm happy. I'm happy to be in this fellowship of the Spirit and to be trudging this road of happy destiny with you all. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Reggio, very much. So we have time for 2 more shares, maybe 2.5 minutes each.
Andrea, who
did I hear first? Andrea.
Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who else?
Pat G.
Pat.
Yes.
Pat G.
Yes,
okay.
G.
Okay. So I have Andrea and Pat. So go ahead, Andrea.
Hey, thanks, Mo. So what's happening right now? I always like to think about how I can be useful by sharing from what's happening right now. So I had the privilege of reading our tradition this morning. And I started out the actual action of reading the 12 traditions. And then what happens with my multiple sclerosis is sometimes my brain slows down and then my speech slowed down while I was reading the tradition. And this brings me to the word abandon. So I started out reading the traditions, doing it my way, made a decision to do it my way so that I could be of great service to everybody and not do it wrong, not be embarrassed, not get in the way of the message. And then God had something else planned for me, and my speech was slowed down no matter how much I tried to control it. Noticing that that's exactly what I did for decades and still am very human in lapsing into doing, of managing a diet, doing it all with, you know, adrenaline and fervor at the beginning and then lapsing into being my own humanity. Doing the same thing with exercise, lots and lots of energy given to the plan and the commitment at the beginning, and then God shows me something different about myself. Being nice at work and being so supportive of everybody until, 10 a.m., and then I start to devolve into being my humanness. All this to say that this morning I was tapped on the shoulder by God, number one, to show me that when I manage things myself, God is still going to step in and show me what he wants to show me no matter how much I try to control. And then he tapped me on the shoulder to share about this. So I hope it was useful. Thanks, Mo.
Well, thank you, Andrea S. Pat G., you'll be our final share. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. My name is Pat G., and I am a compulsive overeater. The one thing that I really liked about, I like this whole paragraph, but admit your faults to him and to your fellows. And for me, it's easy to admit my faults to God, but sometimes to my fellows, it's like, what are they going to think about me? How are they going to see me? And that type of thing where it says to my fellows, I think that's an area that I have to grow in. Clear away the wreckage of your past, because it's the wreckage of my past that keeps me stuck thinking that I can keep my same pattern and my life will change. But my life don't change unless I get rid of that wreckage of the past and learn new ways of doing things and seeing myself totally different. And I do like this next line, give freely of what you find and join us. And that means that as I trudge this road to happy destiny, my destiny is going to be happy, that I don't want to keep what I have. I want to freely give what was so freely given to me. And so I just thank you for your service, and I just love this big book study. Thanks, and I'll pass with that.
Well, thank you very much. We have time for like a 2-minute share if somebody would like to jump in there, has a burning desire.
Patty T?
Patty T. Go ahead, Patty.
Hi. Hi, Mo. Thank you so much, everyone. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing meeting. This is Patty T from Recovering Day by Day from Southern California. And, you know, I've just heard so much today, and I am so grateful for this program and for this particular meeting. And the last 2 years where I have truly learned how to abandon myself to the God of my understanding. That is just amazing. And, you know, the fact that I get to continue to do that and learn how to do that. I was just thinking this morning as I was reading this, that, you know, the process of, you know, trusting God, cleaning house, and helping others is the same as we continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. We never stop doing that because we never stop doing God's will and growing and learning God's will. And that is just so powerful and comforting to me today. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Patty T. That'll take us out. So I want to thank Team Thursday for the month of June. Next week, we'll be starting the month of July. Kathy S., Andrea S., Robin P., Dion R., Roz G., Christina K., Leslie M., and Ramona, who's behind the scenes this morning. So I'm going to ask Dion R. to read page 164 in the big book, Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Dion.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Mo. All right. Hi, this is Dion R., Recovered Compulsive Overeater. Grateful for all the good shares. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others, because this is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I'll pass.